Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am Ebony, and I am so happy to be here with you. How do you want to show up this week? It's that time of the week, the first day. Well, technically the second day, but for most people, Monday marks the first day of a new week. How do you want to show up? I just finished a Facebook Live, which was interesting because I ended up recording it twice. The first time I went on, I did not realize I was muted until I saw a comment right when I was closing out that said, "No sound?" question mark. I thought, oh my gosh, what? Is my mic not working? So I went back to look at the video on the Facebook stream, and sure enough, you could not hear me say anything. It was just me talking with no sound. So I immediately went back on live, and I was so embarrassed, and I said, "I'm so sorry," and I did the live again. But that was a wonderful experience because I had to let my ego burn. I just had to say, this is something, it happened. I cannot control that it's already, well, I mean, I guess I could, I deleted it. I deleted the video on the stream, the one with no sound. So that's all I can do. But as far as people who already saw the one with no sound, there's nothing I can do about that. So learning how to control the things I can and let go of things I cannot control, letting the ego burn is always good. When I took Kabbalah, I'm like getting off track. I'm sorry. But when I took Kabbalah like 10 years ago, which is a Jewish mysticism, it's a very ancient it's not a religion, but it's a very ancient teaching, I guess we'll call it. And one of the teachers would tell us, you know, you got to learn how to really let go of the ego. I mean, these are not his exact words, but basically you have to learn how to operate with the ego having minimum control. And the way that you do that is by actually allowing the ego to burn. You allow it to burn, it kind of just melts away slowly. I don't think anyone is ever totally without ego, but you can, especially if you're living in complete fear, if you're living in the lower energies, depression, anxiety, sadness. These are all ego issues. Ego just doesn't mean I think I'm better than everybody or I think I'm fabulous. And ego is when you have a focus entirely or mostly on you. And there's no focus on the you behind the you. In other words, this body thinks that it is us. But it's not us. And we have a mind that says that you are your body, you are your car, you are your house, you are your achievements. But the real you is so much deeper than your body, your car, your house, your achievements. So when all of the focus is on the external, that's ego. So he would tell us, do something on purpose that's embarrassing. And just feel the embarrassment. And I remember when he first said that, I was like, what? There's no way I'm going to do that. I was like, I don't even need to do that because I'm always finding myself in embarrassing situations anyways. But I think I ended up doing something where I did feel the embarrassment. And you know what? it just gets easier. Because when you let the ego burn, you do something, you feel embarrassed and you feel the embarrassment. The next time you've come across an embarrassing situation, it's not as bad. It just kind of gets easier to be more embarrassed, if that makes sense. I used to fall all the time, actually sent out an email, which, by the way, if you're not on my mailing list, I encourage you to sign up for my mailing list, because I share little stories 3 times a week. Actually, today I shared a poem, but usually it's a story. And so last week, I think I shared the story where I fell. I also put these on Facebook, where I fell down the stairs at Target like twice. Like literally within seconds. So I was walking down the stairs at Target and my shoes were super slippery and didn't realize that they were as slippery as they were. They were new shoes. I was looking very cute and I slipped and I fell down a few stairs, landed on my butt, was embarrassed, but told myself, do not look behind you, because when I look behind me and I make eye contact with someone who saw me fall, it just makes it worse, right? So I got up, brushed myself off, took another step to proceed down the stairs and slipped again. This time slipped and stumbled down the remaining stairs. It wasn't a whole lot of stairs, maybe 3 or 4. Landed at the foot of the stairs on my butt. My legs were splayed and I, oh my gosh, I was so embarrassed. And I remember this group of teenagers. So this was in 2007. So this group of teenagers, I wasn't a teenager, I mean, I was like in my late 20s, but they came, it was these teenage guys and they were walking by and the looks on some of their faces, it was like, there were those who noticed me in this group and those who didn't. And the ones who did were looking at me as though, what the heck is her problem? Like, what is wrong with her? This is really weird. Oh my gosh, look at that weird lady at the bottom of the stairs. Like she just slipped and fell. And it's just a very awkward moment. And then there were those who were completely oblivious to what happened. But I remember feeling like really, really, really embarrassed. I remember feeling the sweat underneath my armpits just kind of like flood. Sweat flooded my armpits and I got up and yeah. So, but I guess my point is that consequently, after that, every time I've fallen, it's not nearly as embarrassing. So it just kind of, every time I've fallen since then, I can get back up a little easier and just keep on moving on. Because I realize, you know, it's in the past, it happened. Let's just keep this train moving. And you might ask, well, how many times have you fallen downstairs? A lot, a lot. Only because when I used to teach music, I was in a choir room because I taught choir, and you know how choir rooms are arranged. They're arranged in like a lecture hall, or you're in college, you have the steps, like a little mini stadium. So the audience or the students sit in the step part of the class, and you're at the bottom lecturing. And anyways, so going up and down those rows, I would fall often, and even had a really bad fall once when I was conducting. I didn't have a proper conductor's platform, and it was a big class, and I really wanted them to be able to see me. There was like 40, almost 50 ninth graders in this choir. So I was standing on the piano bench. The piano bench was very unstable. I mean, literally, it would shake when I would stand on it. And I can't believe I would still stand on this thing knowing how shaky it is. And was been conducting a song. And I think it was You'll Be in My Heart from that Disney movie. What is that? Tarzan or something. And so the bench collapsed, and I remember screaming, and then I remember having a vision of an ambulance come and take me away, and that's the last thing I remember. And then next thing I know, I'm on the floor, and I'm opening my eyes, and all of the class. They were surrounding me, and they were trying, the boys, a few of the boys, were trying to pick me up. And these are little, I mean, they're like 14 years old. These are kids, and they're trying to pick me up. And then when I came to, I don't know how long I blacked out for it. I'm so glad no one went to the office and said something, because I just didn't want a scene. Right. So, I was like, no, don't move me. Don't move me. And they said, okay, just leave her, just leave her. And, I kind of just had to get my bearings, and they were all super quiet. I mean, a room full of ninth graders, super quiet. You could hear a pin drop. They were just watching me. And then when I felt like I could get up, they helped me up. I walked back to my desk. It was toward the end of class, so there were only like a few more minutes left. And I was sitting at my desk, and I put my head in my hand and closed my eyes. And one student in the audience said, "Don't fall asleep or you're going to die." And I thought, what the heck is this kid talking about? I'm going to die. What does he mean? Well, now I know what he means. Like, if you have a concussion, it's not good to fall asleep directly after you have a concussion, right? I don't know if I had a concussion. Maybe. I don't know. But because they did offer, they said, "Do you want us to call 911? Do you want us to go?" No, please. No, none of that. It's just, I'll be fine. Which I guess I was fine. I was like in 2000. When was that? I think it was around the same time I fell down the stairs at Target. What's the spiritual lesson here? What is the spiritual lesson? I think that was around 2007-ish or something like that. Yeah. So anyways, I don't even know how I got on this topic falling downstairs. I think I was talking about ego burning, being embarrassed, right? And so it's really good to practice allowing the ego to feel, because the ego doesn't want to feel. The ego, well, yeah, I shouldn't say that. The ego wants to feel important. The ego wants to feel very important. So it would, you know, it wants you to feel the fear, because you are in danger. Your existence is in danger. And not saying, because sometimes, yeah, you might be, I mean, if your house is burning down, yeah, be very scared. But be wise at the same time, right? I mean, that's just legit fear. But, you know, this fear of, oh my gosh, what are they thinking about me? Or making up some ridiculous story about what might happen, which probably will not happen, like that type of fear. That's all ego. Like, you are being threatened. Your existence is being threatened. Your body is being threatened. Your possessions are being threatened. We can't have that, because that is your identity. And if what happens, if you lose your stuff, if something happens to your body, you're gone, right? Now, if you believe that you have a spirit, then you understand, or that your body is just the vessel for the spirit. So it's not like you're not gone. You can never be totally gone. Your body might be gone. Your car might be gone. Your really nice leather coat might be gone, whatever. But you, the essence of you, is still here and will always be here. Now, what was my point? I think my point was, how do I want to show up this week? So I wanted to show up this week, and this is why I was talking about the Facebook Live, right? I was showing this on Facebook Live. I want to show up, after having said that, I want to show up and ready to allow my ego to burn. But I also want to show up ready to birth new ideas and nourish the ideas, not just ditch the ideas. Again, that's another ego thing too. You have an idea, and then the ego says, nope. Ditch that idea, because people are going to think this about you, or this will never work out, and you're going to feel useless. You're going to feel whatever. It's always you. When the idea is about something so much bigger than you, right? Ideas, creativity, it's not just about you. Because your idea, your creative energy is affecting many people. It can affect many people. It can help heal many people. It can help edify, uplift many people. So it's bigger than you. So I want to be very gentle, not just completely badger the ego and, oh, you shut up, blah, 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 because that never works, right? It's like fighting fire with fire when you come at your ego with that energy, but just challenge and question the ego when it tries to scare me out of my ideas. So I want to show up with a creative energy and really give my ideas some serious consideration before ditching them. And I'm sure you've noticed that I don't have an episode, I guess, this week. So something very interesting actually happened. I was asked to take over a TV show, like a talk show, where I basically interview authors. And it's a show that streams on like all the streaming things, like if you have a Roku or an Apple, what do you call it? Apple TV or Amazon Fire. And isn't that interesting? Like how many people just happen to talk or run into someone who's like, can you take over this TV show for me? So this was a huge opportunity. And so I did a lot of recording. I started recording. I'll give you more information as things develop, but I started recording for this show. And so, yes, this puts me in a very interesting space as far as podcasting and motivation to write and where I want to take it since I'm now also doing a television show, which is quite similar to the podcast. So we will see what happens, but I still do, you know what, a Judy Dang, which I don't know what happened, why I forgot to put her on my calendar, but she was a guest that I interviewed back in like the winter, like December, and I just happened to be thinking about her this week, and I was like, whatever happened to her episode? I don't know. So I need to air her episode for sure. So I think that Judy Dang will be the next one. And it might not be this coming weekend. It might be the following weekend because I have some more interviews. So that's kind of where I am. I'm just learning how to manage the TV show and the podcast and in which direction I want to take the podcast. Now that I'm also doing the television show. So we will see, but it's very exciting. I'm glad this opportunity landed in my lap. And that's what's happening. And I hope that you are having a fantastic week. I hope that you show up ready to embrace any opportunities that come your way. I hope that you show up ready to receive and ready to let go of ego. To allow ego to just burn, to feel the feelings, right? Just feel. That is it for today. Oh, my meditation. Hello. So I'm having a live sacral chakra guided meditation on May 7th, which is this coming Saturday. So if you are interested in that, I will have a link in the show notes where you can sign up. And that's that. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Facebook at Motivation to Write and at Motivation to Heal. You can also follow me on Instagram at Motivation to Write. And you can follow me on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. You can also sign up for my newsletter at zazo.com. All right, I will see you next time.